Joining me once again for the latest news and tips from the world of internet security is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim.
Hi, Andy.
Now, Tim, as you're always pointing out, cyber criminals love to jump onto the latest trends or news and then use that to trick people into parting with their personal information or, even worse, hard-earned dollars. So today we're going to talk about cryptocurrencies. Now, many people would have at least heard about cryptocurrencies, thrown around in the news more and more so now. But what exactly is a cryptocurrency, Tim?
Basically, what a cryptocurrency is, it's an online form of currency. It's got no value such as the normal Australian money that we would spend around that's banked by the government and all the rest of it. It's your virtual currency used to go online. And it was developed many, many years ago as a way of actually circumventing governments and the traditional ways that currency was being set by having something that was pure in its form and digital only. So what you end up with is each Bitcoin, as an example, is just a string of numbers that is unique to itself.
Now, you mentioned Bitcoin, and that's perhaps the best known cryptocurrency out there because it has been around, as you said, quite a long time. I think Bitcoin maybe goes back to, 2009 even. But what other cryptocurrencies are out there?
Well, as you mentioned, Andy, yes, Bitcoin has been around since 2009 and is widely considered the leader in cryptocurrencies. But if you actually look at the number of different cryptocurrencies out there, there's some 1,500 cryptocurrencies now available on the market. Everything from words such as Ripple, Litecoin, Monero. So there's many, many different types that you can get out there, and how big and widespread they are does vary a lot.
So how do people get their hands on a cryptocurrency such as a Bitcoin or Litecoin? Ethereum is another one. How do you buy and sell them?
How you buy and sell them is through exchanges. And there's an exchange called Coinbase as an example that allow you to actually buy, swap and sell cryptocurrencies. And some of these exchanges now are also working as banks, because as I mentioned, it's a virtual currency, so you can't go down to your normal local Australian bank and put your cryptocurrency in there for safekeeping. So what you can do is some of these exchanges also give you banking facilities, so therefore you can actually store your coins with them, as well as you can then exchange it with someone else for another coin or for a bit of property or for some monetary value.
Now, another term that is quite often thrown around in the world of cryptocurrencies is crypto mining. Can you explain exactly what that is? I'm pretty sure it's not digging for gold or digging for coins.
No, I wish it was that easy. So how coins are actually made is that you use a huge amount of computing power to actually solve an algorithm. And therefore, what you need is many computers across a network to jointly work on a problem, and that creates a Bitcoin. Now, this, as I mentioned, needs a large amount of computing power to create them. And what you do is, by spending all this time, energy and effort, is that the person who actually finds that coin, the first person to find it or solve that algorithm, gets the coin. So therefore, they end up with a monetary gain of owning the coin. So what coin mining is, it's that whole process of going out there and developing and making new coins.
So let's get on to the security side of things. How are then cyber criminals taking advantage of this growing popularity in cryptocurrencies? It seems that this topic has really exploded after over the last 6 to 9 months, especially.
Well, yeah, we've been tracking this very interestingly. So, when we now talk about the fact that you can actually make the coins, and therefore by making the coins, you gain a monetary value, naturally, you start to see the criminals. So in the same way that you'll have criminals try and rob banks and steal money from you, well, cryptocurrencies are there and they're worth something. So what we're actually starting to see is that there's two main ways that we're actually seeing them do. They're actually trying to hack these exchanges to actually steal coins that you either hold at the exchange or even on your PC, because that's where a lot of people store their Bitcoin. So they'll hack into your computer, look for a coin and then steal it off you. Because if you don't have that digital signature, then that coin is actually effectively someone else's. The other thing, as we mentioned earlier, is the way that you go about mining. And we're seeing a lot of what we term cryptocurrency mining software coming out there now, which the people are sending out that bit of malware. And therefore, instead of them having to invest in a lot of computers to try and find the coins, they can use your computer to help them find a coin and get monetary value.
So then how do you know if your computer has been hacked into and turned into a mining zombie without your knowledge?
Well, generally how you can notice that is that the speed of the computer will slow down because it is quite a high-intensity process that's going on in trying to solve the algorithm to create the coin. So a lot of people complain about their PC being slow or their network being slow. Sometimes this can actually be because there is a bit of cryptocurrency mining malware running on the computer inside that network. But the other part that I think people need to be careful about is it just doesn't need to be computers. We're seeing a huge number of cryptocurrency mining malware being sent out now to actually infect other devices that are on the network, not just the computer.
So anything that really has a processor inside of it that's online could be used to mine or help cyber criminals mine for coins.
Yes, this can be absolutely anything from your camera to your connected doorbell that you have at home to your fridge. All of these devices that are connected to the internet have in some way or form a processor inside of them. And it may only be a very small amount of computing power that they can pull out of that, unlike a powerful computer. But what they're able to do is go and get tens of thousands of these around the world to help them, and therefore that enables them to create an army to actually go and solve and create Bitcoins for themselves.
Is it specifically affecting Australians? Are Australians finding that their computers are being taken over and used for mining cryptocurrencies?
Well, if we look back at the 2017 results, Australia was actually the fifth most attacked and used country for cryptocurrency mining. So therefore, we are definitely up there at the forefront. And when it really started to take off was in around the July-August timeframe last year. And we tracked it all down to, naturally, when Bitcoin was sitting at around $2,000 per coin, and it suddenly jumped up over $10,000. And suddenly the cyber criminals realized how powerful and how lucrative actually getting Bitcoins can be. So in the second half of last year, you saw a massive amount of increase. So in Q2, we were blocking around 2 million bits of malware in our own network. By Q3, that had jumped up to over 22 million bits of malware trying to infect computers that we were protecting at that stage. So that's some 11-fold increase in attacks in literally 1 or 2 months.
How then can the average person be protected against threats like this?
Well, in this case, and when we talk about protecting against cryptocurrency mining malware, it really is a thing about you've got to think about more than just your computer. As I said, we're seeing a lot of the malware is actually targeting other devices, not just purely the PC. So with a PC, the best way to do it is, you know, I can give you the normal list of keep everything updated, make sure you've got all the latest patches, but honestly, this stuff is coming out. It's so complex that having a bit of internet security software is definitely the way to go. But in regards to actually protecting your whole home now and everything that you've got connected to the internet, because the average Australian home has some 20-plus devices connected to the internet at any point of time from their home, when you think across everything from their PCs to their phones to everything inside there, is to actually get a bit of internet security that runs on your home router or network.
What does that look like? Are you? I think you're specifically maybe talking about your home network security product then.
Well, yes, we've just developed a product and it's been in the marketplace for about a year now that you plug into your home router, and what it will do is actually sniff what we term both inbound and outbound traffic as well as traffic across the network to ensure that nothing from cyber criminal activity is going on inside your home. And because a lot of these devices, such as webcams and fridges and TVs and even your Xbox and your PlayStation, it's very, very hard to go in there and update the firmware to protect against these kind of attacks and hacks that are going on. We actually do that at a network layer for you. So therefore, if we see something going on through the router across your network that something is mining and it's sending information back out, we can alert you and actually shut that down for you.
Awesome. Good information there. Tim, where can people find more information on protecting their devices around the home?
The information is up on our website, which is www.trendmicro.com/home. And there you'll find all information from our generic security for your PCs and your phones and your tablets through to our network security solution, Home Network Security, to ensure that all your devices inside your home are protected.
Excellent. Always good talking to you, Tim. Thanks again for the update, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks again, Andy.